Hey everyone, this is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for 30 minutes, I dive into three stories in Major League Baseball that I want to talk about, or I do a stat deep dive. Sometimes I create my own stats. It gets weird. It's now your go-to podcast for staying up to date and in the weeds with Major League Baseball. No topic is off limits or too small. Bad umpires, great pitcher-catcher duos, new rules, old rules, three things that I want to talk about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, Jake Storielli here from John Boy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Wake and Jake. I've been a sports nut my whole life, and there's nothing I love more than talking about it. If you're a sports fan, Wake and Jake is the place for you. Covering all the hot topics from the sports world, a lot of baseball, a lot of postseason coverage, mock drafts, awards, guest interviews, all of it. New episodes every Monday and Wednesday. Come watch along on the Wake and Jake YouTube channel or listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain.
Benjamin Franklin is our subject for a new season with Walter Isaacson.
He's the most successful self-made business person in America.
A printer, a scientist, founding father, but maybe not the guy we think we know.
Franklin casts his lot on the side of revolution, and it's another thing that splits the family apart.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it! Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts or on the iHeart Radio app.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, and it's going to be a sweet hour right now, except for we have to talk about a little domestic terrorism before we get to puberty blockers and some phone calls and some fun stuff. Don't worry about that. Did you know that 23 pro-life organizations have been vandalized and firebombed by pro-abortion activists? And did you also know there's a violent domestic terrorist group out there called Jane's Revenge? Jane's Revenge, it's supposedly some militant wing of Antifa or something like that, saying they're done being nice, and now these terrorist attacks are going to ramp up. And did you know the Federal Bureau of Investigation is still looking into parents who are getting mad at schools? I have brought this up several times. I'm going to stay on this because it's so true. We are currently being squeezed top and bottom. All these political leaders and entertainers and public policy people and all the people at the top, billionaires, they all have one set of values, and they're not yours, and they're crapping on us every single chance they get, and they're calling us all Nazis and white supremacists. And I mean, look, they're doing it about Elon Musk. This is greatness.
I mean, it's easy in American discourse to talk simplistically about the far left and the far right as two equally dangerous fringe blocks. Elon Musk has done it plenty of times just in the past week. But here's the difference. America's far left wants to give us free healthcare and free childcare. America's far right wants to give us white supremacy and no democracy.
When the people on top say that, the vile bottom, the bottom feeders of society, the criminals, the idiots, the drug addicts, the people with nothing to live for, people who are willing to commit acts of violence, they hear those things from the top and they act on them. When the whole potential Roe versus Wade thing came out, well, then we found out that it might be getting overturned. You couldn't walk 5 feet without getting barraged by a politician or a media person telling you, this is the end of women. Women will die. This is the end of America. This is... And the vile, violent, domestic terrorist groups received those marching orders, and they acted on them. the only way we're going to fix this is to attack top and bottom. Bottom, we have got to start in whatever states we control. We have got to start aggressively going after these groups with state police power and locking these people up for a very long time. At the top, we have to start using whatever powers at our disposal to start locking government people in prison. Public policy officials, politicians where it's necessary. We have got to start locking people up. I mean, did you know that we've brought this up 1,000 times. Did you know George Soros has 75 cities where one of his DAs is in charge of the city? Meaning we now have 75 cities where DAs are, they're in there and their express purpose is to turn violent criminals loose so they can kill more people and cause more chaos. And did you know not a single Republican senator has even mentioned expelling George Soros from our shores, revoking his citizenship, and not allowing him or his money back within the borders of the United States of America again? Oh, you think that's radical? The country where George Soros was born did it. He was born in Hungary, and he was such a poisonous force. Hungary said, get out. And if you ever come back in, you will spend the rest of your life in a Hungarian prison. Do you know how many Republicans in the Senate have even mentioned that? Hang on, let me list them all for you. Hang on, I have a piece of paper right here. You ready? Yeah, that's all of them. I just named them all. We don't play offense at all. It drives me crazy we don't play offense at all. They're out there. I mean, we're complaining, but they're out there. They're out there making gains.
Today, I'm about to sign an executive order that directs key federal agencies to protect our communities from those hateful attacks and advance equality for families. My order will use the full force of the federal government to prevent inhumane practices of conversion therapy. This is the first time.
Yes, you're no longer allowed to pray the gay away, apparently, or something like that here in this country, this place. All right, I promised some phone calls, and I promised an email roundup. I got to do both. 877-377-4373. Seth in St. Louis, go. Poor Seth missed his window. I think it's Edie or Ede in Alabama. I'm sorry I screwed up your name. Go. I think the phone calls aren't working right now, but we're going to try this again. Irving in New York. Irving, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me all right?
Go, sir. Gotcha.
All right. I'm a film actor. I retired. Now I write film scripts. I'm a Luddite, so no one can get me on a computer, but I'm kind of a genius, and I want Nick Searcy and Kevin Sorbo to know that I'm out here. And that's the call. I'm a conservative, but I'm not a nice guy. And I'm still an outlaw. I always was. My scripts don't make anybody feel comfortable, but they're real good. And one of the things I wrote allows human beings to understand Shakespeare for the second time in 400 years. So
I like it. Sounds good. Don in Connecticut, go.
I have a blessing. I'm a little late, but I couldn't get through the other night. My blessing is I've been cured of four cancers. The most recent one was colorectal cancer, and I was cured during COVID. And I'm 69 years old, and I'm a devout follower of yours, brother. Keep up the good work. Keep up the fight.
69 years old, survived cancer four times, man. Dude, no, I'm a fan of yours. That's freaking awesome. That's awesome. Roger in San Diego, go.
Afternoon. When I told my daughter about Fauci testing positive for COVID-19, she was jumping for joy.
Oh, that's not nice, but I support it. Rich in Denver, go. We're striking out. On to some emails. Dear Food Savant, what are your thoughts about mushrooms? I think they're disgusting, but my wife loves them. I don't know why anyone would want to eat fungus, especially when you could die if you picked the wrong one. Maybe you eat a psychedelic mushroom and jump off a building. Anyway, I'm sure you hate them too, since you're a red-blooded American who hates commies. He says, I can say his name. His name is Anthony. We've had this talk before on the show. I don't know what it is. I have a real love-hate thing with mushrooms. I go through these long periods of time. I'm explaining it right now, Chris. I go through these long periods of time when I just think they sound awful. Just the thought of them, the texture, the something, they're just terrible. But then I go through periods of time like right now where I love them and I can't get enough of them. And I'm getting them on pizza and I just eat the daggone thing. I don't know what it is. Look, you know what? Maybe we all need psychedelic mushrooms because Lord knows gas prices are not coming down anytime soon. Did you hear what our energy secretary said? Once again, I mean, listen to these daggone monsters who run the country.
Madam Secretary, at what point does these prices, what point do they become unsustainable? And two, ironically, does this push us closer to renewable energy?
Yeah, I mean, I think the prices are unsustainable for many people right now. I mean, everyday citizens who are on fixed incomes paying huge amounts of money that they had not anticipated.
Just hold on one moment. I'll let her finish. But you notice how they've changed their messaging? Because initially they were most honest. You know, right off the bat, they were most honest. It was, hey, people are suffering out there. What are you going to do about this? And their answers were always, oh, we're just going through a transition. Huh? Isn't that cool? Now they're trying to throw in a more sympathetic tone. Well, we know people are suffering.
Paid it or budgeted for just to get to work. It is unsustainable for many. And unfortunately, there's not a quick fix. However, your point about also accelerating our progress toward clean energy is very, very important.
These people are not upset about where we are. They're not even a little bit upset about where we are. I mean, look, I played it for you earlier, Corinne Diversity Hire, when she was talking about blaming the oil companies for profits.
We are calling on them to do the right thing,
They're shifting all the blame to the oil companies. These people have no intention of drilling for more oil and getting gas prices down. None. All right, we got email roundup. Probably take some calls. I don't know. It's a wild night tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's talk about this email, though. Jesse, here's what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful I didn't shoot my beautiful TV. However, there is roughly a half-inch hole in the trim work under the TV. Anyhow, I'm not allowed to practice with my 1911 in the living room anymore. I guess I'll be getting a Mantis X. One. Listen to me. It's good that you dry fire practice at home. You can gain a lot of skills dry fire practicing at home. Please make sure those weapons are unloaded first. Drywall doesn't stop a 45. I promise you it does not. And listen, when you get a Mantis X, you actually get real practice at home. And I mean more than target practice. Don't worry, there's that too. But they will actually give you feedback. They'll put you through drills. You will become a better shooter. It's why the Marines use it. The Green Berets use it. Dry fire practice in your home. Go to MantisX.com and get one today. MantisX.com. Go now.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and don't forget, if you want to look at me do my show, Chris, what? It's a privilege and an honor for you every day. You forget how blessed you are to gaze upon me, Chris. You can watch me do the radio show at thefirsttv.com/Jesse and sign up. All right, I'm going to try to remain calm, but I'm not going to promise, so I'm just going to go ahead and go through this, and I'm going to try to get through this story really quickly because it's really gross. And then we're going to move on to some other things. Couple things. One, Heritage, to their credit, a guy named Jay Green at Heritage Foundation, he did a deep dive into all this puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones and all this youth trans stuff. Basically, the argument all the people use when they talk about pushing this stuff on kids is, well, the kids will be suicidal if we don't. What he found out is the exact opposite is true. These kids are turning suicidal if you do not course correct your children. The levels of anxiety and suicide in the children who go down this route are astronomical. if we don't course correct. And I say that to say this. A leading transgender health association has lowered its recommended minimum age, its recommended minimum age for starting gender transition treatment, including sex hormones and surgeries, could be started at the age of 14, 2 years earlier than the group's previous advice, and some surgeries done at 15, a year or so earlier than previous guidance. These monsters are so obsessed with the money that comes with it and so twisted up by their sick religion, they're taking 15-year-old girls and boys in and medically dismembering them. When people say things to me, and when people say things to me like, those aren't our principles, Jesse, we can't do this, Jesse, this isn't limited government, this isn't conservatism, Jesse, this is the reason I can't do this, Jesse, this is the reason, Jesse, this is the reason. Let me give you my reason. If you're a person, a parent, a teacher, a counselor, a doctor, a nurse, if you're any person, politician, I don't care who you are, and you believe we should medically mutilate 15-year-old boys and girls, here's what my principle is. I want you out of my country. And I want you, when you consider this practice, I want you to understand that you will spend the rest of your life in prison if you are caught doing so. Those are my principles. You ask me what form of government I want going forward. I want whatever form of government stops this Sodom and Gomorrah sickness before we all turn into a pillar of salt. That's what I want. If we as a nation, we can't protect our unborn. We can't, over 60 million kids killed. We won't protect our unborn. And now after they're born, we have grooming teachers, grooming pastors, grooming Cub Scout leaders. We have grooming babysitters. I got a message from a detective friend of mine the other day that he found out. I'm not going to give out the website right now because I'm getting some confirmation on this. So there's some dude, red flags all over him on one of the big babysitter websites, offering his services for like half the price everyone else's. Finally got a hold of some six-year-old kid and assaulted him. If we're going to be the kind of country that does this kind of stuff, what kind of government do I support? Whatever kind makes it stop. Whatever kind makes it stop. What do I think should be done to make sure this stops? You name it. That's what I believe in. Those are my principles. We are destroying kids. What will I do? What will I support in the name of protecting children? Anything. Absolutely anything. And yet, we're going the exact opposite way as these things, they're being institutionalized and now pushed by institutions you should be able to trust. Whew. See, I told you I wasn't going to lose my temper, Chris. I was fine. I didn't. I was fine. Joaquin, Pennsylvania, go.
Yes, it just goes to show how evil the left really is.
Yep.
It's not a matter of Republican or Democrat anymore. And one of the problems, I think, is, and my fault also, is that we've all fallen away from God. Maybe the time has really come for everyone to get back on their knees, you know, and get back in front of God. But one of the reasons I called is that I'm really becoming more and more despondent over things that are going on about surviving. I'm 62 years old. You know, I live with a disability my whole life from an injury, you know. And so now, from the waist down, I'm working. I'm a truck driver, you know, but I'm in a lot of pain and stuff. And I just don't know how, with the way the prices are going up and everything, how I'm even going to survive. Me and my wife, you know, we're helping my youngest son raise his son, you know. And I don't know, things are just getting harder, Jesse. I don't know. I used to enjoy calling your show, coming up with topics. And I think I've been a good caller. I've inspired segments for you. And I even changed your mind on Donald Trump once a couple months ago. But
you've been a great caller. Work,
and I hope maybe, unlike Kung Fu Chicken, perhaps you might start your show by saying American political prisoners trapped in D.C. dungeons, day number, whatever it is.
Listen.
All right, Jesse, have a good one.
Listen, brother, listen to me. You've been a great caller. And you better still be calling me a year from now. You got a wife. You got people to take care of. There is no question times, they're a little rough right now. There's no question people aren't going to be able to make ends meet in ways they normally have. they're going to have to make lifestyle adjustments. Maybe you're going to be in that boat. One foot in front of the other, right? One foot in front of the other. You don't live for 62 years and then call it in, right? You've trudged on for 62 years, most of that with a disability, it sounds like. Keep on marching. And remember, this is why I encourage you, and I'm going to encourage you again. One, hitting your knees and saying a prayer, like you said at the beginning, a real good place to start. Two, find a group of people, whether that's in your church, at a gun range, going to a political event, go to a Trump rally, a local Republican meeting. Go to something. There's all these different conservative conferences going on in all kinds of different places across the country. And even if it sounds lame to you, and as someone who's been at all these, let me tell you, many are very lame. In fact, most of them are. The event itself, I find pretty lame. I'm not a big speeches guy. But you know what's not lame? Figuring out there are so many people like you. Yep, there's no question. Top and bottom, they got us surrounded. They totally do. We have to keep marching. We have to keep marching. On and on and on and on and on we go. There is still so much we can salvage in this great country. Locally, statewide. Your kids, your grandkids, your great-grandkids, they're not going to have the America you had, but they might have the Alabama, the Montana, the Florida, the Texas. We have wins out there. Don't give them away by giving up. One foot in front of the other. All right. 877-377-4373. Calls and emails next. Hang on.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. If you follow me on social media, you know I love to cook, or at least try, especially alongside some of my favorite chefs and foodies like Benny Blanco, Jake Cohen, Lydie Hoyt, Allison Roman, and of course, Ina Garten and Martha Stewart. So I started a free newsletter called Good Taste that comes out every Thursday, and it's serving up recipes that will make your mouth water. Think a candied bacon Bloody Mary, tacos with cabbage slaw, curry cauliflower with almonds and mint, and cherry slab pie with vanilla ice cream to top it all off. I mean, yum, I'm getting hungry. But if you're not sold yet, we also have kitchen tips like a foolproof way to grill the perfect burger and must-have products like the best cast iron skillet to feel like a chef in your own kitchen. All you need to do is sign up at katiecouric.com/goodtaste. That's KATIECOURIC.com/goodtaste. I promise your taste buds will be happy you did.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
With the help of Stanford psychologist Jamil Zaki.
It's really tragic. If cynicism were a pill, it'd be a poison.
We'll see that our fellow humans, even those we disagree with, are more generous than we assume.
My assumption, my feeling, my hunch is that a lot of us are actually looking for a way to disagree and still be in relationships with each other.
All that on the Happiness Lab. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for about 30 minutes, I dive into three topics in Major League Baseball that I am interested in. Breaking stories, trends, stats, weird stuff. Sometimes I make up my own stats. Sometimes I do a lot of research, and it ends up, I was wrong the whole time. So that's something you can get in on. Use Jimmy's Three Things podcast to stay up to date on Major League Baseball and to make you just a smidge smarter than your friend who's a baseball fan. You listen to me and then you go tell him, hey, I know this and you don't. So I make you smarter than your friends. That's what Jimmy's Three Things is all about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. You could also find it on the Talkin' Baseball YouTube channel, and new episodes drop every Tuesday.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain, but those experiments are the most important scientific discoveries of the time.
I'm Evan Ratliff. Last season, we tackled the ingenuity of Elon Musk with biographer Walter Isaacson. This time, we're diving into the story of Benjamin Franklin, another genius who's desperate to be dusted off from history.
His media empire makes him the most successful self-made business person in America. I mean, he was never early to bed and early to rise type person. He's enormously famous. Women start wearing their hair in what was called the coiffure a la Franklin.
And who's more relevant now than ever.
The only other person who could have possibly been the first president would have been Benjamin Franklin. But he's too old and wants Washington to do it.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Take me home, country road.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Don't forget, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We're going to get to phones, emails, rapid fire. Just going to churn and burn through them, baby. You ready? Seth in St. Louis. Go, Seth. I don't think Seth's phone is working. Sorry. Joe in Idaho, go.
Hey, from one father to another, how do you deal with parents when my kid's 7 years old, first grade, small town Idaho, and there's a kid in his class that identifies as a girl? And at 6, 7 years old, they don't identify as anything but what their parents tell them. How do you deal with parents like that? I mean, to me, they're just, it's sick and wrong, but.
Joe, the truth is you can't save them all, brother. There's nothing you can do. When it's the parent, what are you going to do? In this country now, with sicko freak parents like that, all you can do is avoid them, tell your son to avoid them. There's nothing you can do. And I hate saying that, right? Because you always want to give someone, well, here you can do something. Man, it happens to me. I told you about that story about camp earlier when we showed up and dropped my son off at camp and all the kids are there having fun and whatnot. And there's one kid hiding up in his bunk with a mask on away from everybody. And your heart breaks and you think, man, that's not right, dude. He's freaking 13. He should be out there making poop jokes and getting dirty and stuff like that. And you just want to grab the parents and shake them, right? But what do you get? What can I do? What can we do? But look, shake our heads, throw our hands up, say a prayer, move on. There's nothing you can do. You can't save them all. Mike in Mississippi, go. We're done with these. I'm done with this stupid thing. We really have a crappy phone system around here. It's embarrassing. I love the show, he says. Can you talk to Premier about getting on earlier in the day? I love this guy. I get done with work around 6 and you come on at 7. I'm one of those guys that only listens to the show the day of. I listen on podcasts in the evening when I can. You are the man. Look, sure, I'll just put in a phone call to the suits and tell them I want a different time slot. No, listen, in all seriousness, I realize that it's a frustration for people and I'm glad you want to hear the whole show. The only way to do that is listen to the podcast. When the 3-hour show is done, Chris puts the podcast up, or Michael puts the podcast up. They're all uploaded to iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. If you don't know how to download podcasts, ask a younger person. You can't imagine how easy it is, and you can do this thing where you basically subscribe, so it'll automatically download on your phone the whole 3 hours, and you don't have to mess with it. I recommend that a lot. And don't forget, on iTunes, leave a 5-star rating and a review talking about how handsome I am. Jesse, the pharma company I work for has a huge webpage about how great we are. The CEO announced the company webpage. We were rushing 10 million hydroxychloroquine tablets from various production sites to the U.S. in response to the pandemic. This BS horse dewormer news came out. Without a comment, the announcement disappeared from our webpage without said tablets sent. Second biggest pharma company in the world totally caved to the communist mob. What a shame. He says, I'm not going to use his name anyway. I don't want to get the guy in trouble. They might be able to trace that back to him. This is what I'm talking about about we're so mad about the insanity and the radicalism out there and all the craziness going on, and we should be mad, but the wildest thing is it's being institutionalized in front of us. It's no longer some wingnut on the street corner. You know, that guy, Joe from Idaho, who just called, and he talked about the parents messing up some kid, and he's right, and that's frustrating. That alone would be bad enough. The problem is this is now government policy. This is that there are gigantic medical and psychological organizations now, majorly powerful ones, who are standing by this. I've brought it up before. I'm never going to stop bringing it up until everyone is perfectly aware of it. ESG. Look it up. It is globalism. It is communism. That's what ESG is. It is telling these companies, no. Forget about shareholders. You should be worried about stakeholders. And that means people who don't own any of the company. It's a way to wealth distribute. And it's a way to tell them, no. Forget about doing right by your shareholders. You need to attack the fossil fuel industry to save the earth for the stakeholders. You need to hire more trannies for the stakeholders. You need to do this for the stakeholders, for the stakeholder. And it's not, again, this isn't some wing of Berkeley, right? This isn't taking place in the streets of San Francisco with flowers in her hair. This is in Goldman Sachs, Merrill Lynch. None of these are sounding familiar, right? Nike, Bank of America, AT&T, T-Mobile, you name it. ESG. Go look up the biggest companies out there. They're all signing on for it. And ESG is a declaration of war against your way of life. Right now, I've read you the numbers before. I'm not going to read them again on what all this inflation and gas prices. And let's focus on gas and energy. And I want to start including energy in that. I've been lax in that. It's easy to talk about gas prices. Everyone's talking about gas prices. When's the last time you paid your power bill? I don't know about you, but I got sticker shock last time. I did one of those kind of like the take your breath away type things. These power prices, as they continue to attack oil and coal, they're going to go through the roof and they're going to break people. I mean, you heard that sad call earlier from Joaquin, just despondent, not sure how people are going to make it. I'm not sure how people are going to pay the power bill. Can you afford? Think about your power bill right now. What does it do to your family if that goes up 50%? And that's not at all outside of the realm of possibility. What does it do to your family? It crushes you. Well, listen, that ESG I was just talking about, that's ingrained at every single level, they're trying. They're trying to destroy everything. Oh, my gosh. Michael, I think we need to get the food channel off on here. I just saw a guy. No, listen, hear me out. I just saw a guy. Somebody made a big ravioli. Hold on, Chris. Someone made a big ravioli. What, Michael? Or what, Chris? Yes, I'm watching the Food Channel. I glanced up when I was making a point. It's right there. Well, I want to watch some food. I don't want to watch the news. I am the news, Chris. I am journalist Jesse. All right, shut up. Anyway, somebody made a big ravioli, and looked like there was this kind of Cajun cream sauce on the top of it, but they did this thing where they took an egg yolk out of the egg. Don't laugh, Michael. And they put the filling in the ravioli was an egg yolk. It looked fantastic. I need to go to hold of the wife. Chris, can we go to break early so I can call the wife to figure out how to make this? I'm hungry now. What? I want this. I want it. All right. Guy says, Jesse, your list of food processing plants got me thinking about all the reading I've ever done on communism. Communism always begins and ends with mass graves. Starving the population was Stalin and Mao's primary tool to beat the people into submission. Disarming the population first allowed that to happen. That's true. And remember, that's the reason we cannot let them have our weapons. We cannot. Because these people would do every terrible thing that could possibly be done if they could. We have to be armed. We have to be strong. I've told you endlessly about chalk, right? And remember, I always talk about the male vitality stack, the natural herbal supplements, testosterone up 20% in 90 days. Forget about that for a second. I want you to go to choq.com. I'm not even telling you to buy anything. I want you to go and look at all the different natural herbal supplements they have with U.S. manufacturing. And these guys who run Chalk, believe me when I tell you, they're the most hardcore anti-communists they are. This is a place for us to get healthy. You and me both. I've been taking the Male Vitality Stack for like 6 months. I haven't had this much energy since my 20s. Gosh, I sleep better. There's a Female Vitality Stack. There's this awesome, I'm going to screw up the word because I'm not a healthy person. There's some kind of cocoa powder. I think it's called Lit. The wife puts it in smoothies for me and the kids. Excellent for you. Chalk.com. And if you go use the promo code Jesse, you get 35% off the whole store, the whole thing. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Let's be strong. We'll be back with emails and headlines I didn't get to.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
The Jesse Kelly Show. All right. We have a bunch of headlines here. I still need to get to these. I do want to do a couple other things. Hi, Jesse. I listened to your show where you talk about cops and ambulances not being able to come and how that is what Americans have always known. I grew up in South Africa. Pay attention. Listen. Pay attention to this. As we move forward, there's a story out right now about two LAPD cops who got killed. Hold on. I want to make sure I get their names right because we actually want to honor them. Two cops got killed in Los Angeles. We now know that George Gascon, the DA of Los Angeles, the Soros funded DA, he turned the guy loose with basically nothing, a slap on the wrist, who went on to kill those two officers. Two officers dead. Gascon is responsible for it. But who is responsible for Gascon? George Soros. George Soros is. George Soros funded him. George Soros funded all of them. You want to talk about why we need a new anti-communist party or an anti-communist Republican party? Not a single Republican in the United States Senate has mentioned revoking the citizenship of George Soros, removing him from the country, and banning his money from politics. He has declared open war on America, violence in every single city out of control, cops dying, innocent people dying. Instead, Republicans are meeting to talk about you and your guns. Talk about how they have the support of the gun bill.
Senator Cornyn, who, as you know, I asked to be the point person on our side to see if we could come to an outcome after these horrible school shootings, and his teammates indicated, as you have reported, a coming together behind a framework.
As they work with the communists to disarm you, not one of them wants to play offense. Not one. Anyway, I want to go back to this email because as these things continue to happen, remember, the good cops are going to leave. They're going to leave either law enforcement altogether, or they're going to leave these big cities and they're going to go somewhere where they're not hunted down, where there isn't a Soros prosecutor, leaving the people in the cities, maybe you, completely vulnerable. Listen to what that's like. Guy says, I grew up in South Africa where the cops were paid poorly. If anything ever happened, the rule of thumb was to call your dad or a friend's dad first. Then once they were there, call the cops. Because as a young girl, the cops were not always to be trusted. I moved here hoping my boys could grow up in a world where calling 911 would work, but I'm afraid you might be right about what's coming as it relates to the soft purge. So frustrating that people here so frivolously discuss defunding the police and cutting budgets when they have no idea what it's like to not be able to call 911 with every assurance that a hero will show up and help you. She says not to say her name, and of course I won't. I would never say your name unless you tell me to. Listen, this is real. The death and car theft and rape and destruction out there, it's real. It's all over the place right now. And a lot of this is being done by people. People with names. People we know. I keep bringing up Soros. I'm never going to stop. And frankly, it's his sons now too because he's getting old. These people have declared war on our country, a clear and present danger to the nation, taking millions of dollars and making sure the most radical DAs are elected in city after city. And then they're turning these violent criminals loose because they know they'll go kill more people and rob more people. And it's happening now. Look at the murder rates. There are already thousands of Americans dead because of these policies. And the GOP is meeting to discuss red flag laws with the communists. We are in deep trouble. Deep trouble. All right.
And now...
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
From great resignation to forced resignation, tech companies are shifting to layoffs after a huge ramp up in hiring. Look, this economy, this economy is going to be insane. It's going to be up and down and up and down and up and down, hirings and firings all over the place as they continue to try to weave their way through what it's like with high interest rates and high inflation and everything like that. If it's an uncertain economy, it's uncertain for your employer. Just remember, show up on time. Don't leave early. Don't office gossip. And when your boss gives you a task, do not let him see your face again until the task is complete. He's not there to help you. You're there to help him make your boss's life easier. If you can do those things, you're always going to find employment here. Report, Cambodia sentences a lawyer dressed as the Statue of Liberty to 6 years in prison for treason. I don't know about this, but I will tell you, I'm all about sending reporters to prison. Red wave incoming. Republican Myra Flores flips a Texas region that Democrats have controlled for 150 years. It was a special election, in case you're wondering why there was a special election. And Myra Flores, she's this dime that ran down there in this complete Democrat district, runs and wins. She's the wife of a Border Patrol agent. The greatest thing in the world, one of the most hilarious things I've ever seen, is Democrats throwing open the border so they can get wave after wave after wave of Latinos into the United States of America. And then once they get them all here, and now we have generation after generation after generation, and they're just starting to grow and vote and whatnot, then Democrats decide everybody should be a gay tranny. And now all the Latinos are all, no, I actually don't think I'm going to be down for that. And I'm voting for Republican. 30-year mortgage rate surges to 6.28, up from 5.5 just a week ago. Remember, borrowing money is about to be real, real, real expensive. This isn't even close to the top end of where this can be. They did a massive rate jack. And from what I understand from my finance guys, this is not my area. I know guys where it is their area. From what I understand from my finance guys, frankly, they said it should have been a higher jack to avoid what's coming. So this was a jack that you looked at and you were shocked and I was shocked. It wasn't near high enough to avoid it. We got more pain coming, no question. White nationalists want to reclaim nature as a safe space for racists. Just a reminder, we have a lot of insane people in this country. A lot of really insane people in this country. Top Democrats back more gender-neutral bathrooms on Capitol Hill. I look forward to the Republican rebuttal of only a few more gender-neutral bathrooms on Capitol Hill. George Washington University to stop using colonials by name in 2023-2024. Here's yet another reminder to stop sending the child you love to college. All right. You can email the show, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. They're all welcome. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. One foot in front of the other. We'll do it again tomorrow, all right? That's all.
Hey everyone, Jake Storielli here from John Boy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Wake and Jake. I've been a sports nut my whole life, and there's nothing I love more than talking about it. If you're a sports fan, Wake and Jake is the place for you. Covering all the hot topics from the sports world, a lot of baseball, a lot of postseason coverage, mock drafts, awards, guest interviews, all of it. New episodes every Monday and Wednesday. Come watch along on the Wake and Jake YouTube channel or listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. This is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for 30 minutes, I dive into three stories in Major League Baseball that I want to talk about, or I do a stat deep dive. Sometimes I create my own stats. It gets weird. It's now your go-to podcast for staying up to date and in the weeds with Major League Baseball. No topic is off limits or too small. Bad umpires, great pitcher-catcher duos, new rules, old rules, three things that I want to talk about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain.
Benjamin Franklin is our subject for a new season with Walter Isaacson.
He's the most successful self-made business person in America.
A printer, a scientist, founding father, but maybe not the guy we think we know.
Franklin casts his lot on the side of revolution, and it's another thing that splits the family apart.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it. Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcast or on the iHeartRadio app.